This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th, joffrey.org.
How bad is smoking pot for teenagers? Scientists at the University of Illinois Chicago are trying to answer that question, and they're using lab rats to assess the health impact of marijuana use on teens. I spoke with WBEZ contributor Zachary Nuth about his recent report on this study. Hi, Zachary.
Hi.
Tell me a little bit, how was the study set up?
Well, what you had was two groups of rats. So one group of rats, they administered THC to those rats during their adolescent period, which is about 30 to 60 days. And then another group did not receive any THC. Then they took the rats once they grew into adulthood, which really is just a few months later in rat timeline. and the rats were given a shock and they heard a tone at the same time. And so after a while, when the rats heard the tone, they began freezing up, anticipating the shock. And that's normal rat behavior.
Sure.
Then on the other hand, when the tone was given and no shock was administered, they pretty quickly learned that there wasn't going to be a shock, so they stopped freezing up. However, when they brought the adolescent rats in that have received cannabis, they did the same test, and those rats could not learn that there was going to not be a shock. And so they couldn't adapt. They couldn't learn. They basically, their brain was stuck in adolescence.
All right. So that's some of the study's findings about the rats. But tell me what it says about teenagers then.
The teenage brain is, by nature, very immature. It's in a really sensitive period, and it's still developing, especially the prefrontal cortex, which is a place where a lot of complex thinking takes place. So if you're a teenager going to school, playing sports, taking tests, smoking cannabis is going to worsen your performance. It's going to impair it.
So scientists are now looking at whether the damage from THC can be reversed in the brain.
Right. They want to know why is the impairment caused and how long lasting it is.
So what does this all mean for kids and parents?
What they are saying is that it's probably risky for adolescents to be regular users of cannabis. You know, these are people that generally support legalization of adult use, but they're saying that if there's a chance that your teen brain is going to be impaired, that's not going to fully mature, well, that's a pretty big risk, especially if you want to become a professor or some advanced position, advanced degree. It may affect your ability to do that, according to some of these rodent studies.
I want to talk a little bit about how a person consumes cannabis. Is it more or less harmful to ingest rather than to smoke it or vape it?
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the big things that's changed about cannabis in the last 10 years is the potency of it. Back in the 70s and 80s, you were smoking something that was maybe 5% THC. Today, it's probably 3-4 times that. And there are many cannabis products like edibles and things called shatter and dab that have 50%, even up to 95% concentration of THC.
That sounds like a lot.
It is. Our brains are a cannabis factory. They produce their own cannabinoids, and that's why THC gets people high to begin with, because your brain's receptors recognizes this substance coming in. But of course, you're flooding your brain with way more cannabinoids than your brain is used to having.
Zachary Nuth is a WBEZ contributor, and you can find his full story online at WBEZ.org. Thank you so much for joining us, Zachary.
Thank you.